just standing outside my street. Street lights have just come on, and actually makes everything look darker. Doesn't make sense, does it? But up until the point where these lights came on, it was a very daylighty sort of thing, and actually when the lights come on it seems to bring dusk. Which is quite strange. I wonder if the lights didn't come on, how much longer would daylight seem to last? It's funny the stuff I think about. I was going to say when I think no one's listening, but then I'm posting it to the internet. Although, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that anyone's listening. This is the most bird song I think I've ever heard around in this street. It just seems to be coming from all over the place. A friend of mine on Twitter recommended I download a meditation app on my phone just to help clear my head when it's foggy and, you know, said that it might be good and helpful for that kind of thing. I've only done the way this thing works is you do one session, 10 minutes, once a day for 10 days. And I'm 2 days in, or I've done 2 days. A bit later on, I'll do the third. And I'm interested to see where it'll go. The trick is, the trick is not trying, I should say. And not trying to empty our head of thoughts, and it actually takes more effort to think nothing than it does to think about stuff. Or just, so the idea is just to let thoughts happen, and I think attain a sort of stillness, just to let things be as they are for 10 minutes. So it's interesting so far. I'm enjoying doing it. But it's actually quite funny because I feel like I'm achieving a little bit of that sort of feeling by audio booing. Admittedly, when I'm using it, I'm not using it just once a day. But they're interesting snippets. I don't get to listen to audio boos as often as I'd like to. But when I am listening to them, they're interesting snippets into other worlds. And I think I've said that before. I'm sure I've said that more than once before. But there is something about the listening to that and existing in their 10 minutes of thoughts. that it's kind of appealing. I love audio. And so it's listening to those and listening to radio plays is a sort of meditation of sorts, because you're letting your brain be taken off somewhere else, somewhere other, and everything that might be going on in your head when you're not listening to those things gets put on hold, which I like. Yeah, this street is right by a main road. And the thing that's nice about this street is that you can hear it just over there. There's buses and things driving up and down this road constantly. It's on the main bus route between my town and the next. But where this house is, for some reason, it just that busy road feel just doesn't quite translate down here. Doesn't make it this far down the road. If I very quickly just walk up the road. And I'm getting closer to the main road, and you know, obviously it might not, the sound might not increase dramatically, because let's face it, it's 9:45 on a Sunday night, but this is one end of my road, it's the main road end that I'm almost at. And yes, there's next to no cars on the road at all. It might not feel all that different. Okay, the more I'm thinking of it, okay. So there's a few. I was starting to think this experiment might be a bit wasted, but you see what I mean. It sounds a little bit more urbanised. That was a car. That was, I was not farting. That was a car with a very funny exhaust. But it sounds a little less tranquil than it does now. Actually, now I'm walking back to my house. Did you hear that noise again? Might hear it again in a minute. Come back, we're almost back at my place now, and it's a lot more tranquil. It's nice to stand out on the doorstep. So, yeah. I'm going to stop and I'm going to go back indoors, but just have a bit more sounds.